You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's gonna take it.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it. All right,
guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, who's on vacation again. Gary Tangway along for the ride podcast. Brought to you by the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Networks, FanDuel. FanDuel's America's number one sports book. Get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Okay, Bob, the international game is ongoing, the World Games. Let's talk about that for a minute. And I don't think it's something we've seen in Boston, unless you want to look at maybe Stoiko and Dino Raja. But just give us your thoughts. And I mean, you were there. God, man, you have so much good stuff on this because you were there when, you know, with the Olympics, you know, and you've told this story before how the Russia and the Olympics were such an integral part in bringing the international basketball game to the forefront. But just talk about the international game right now, how it came to be and how it's really benefited the NBA.
The international game right now, we've got every year, we now have annually over 100 players, quote unquote, international players, players who are born and raised outside the United States. And that's been going on now for a few years. So we've pressed that 100 player mark. It's no longer any kind of an eyebrow raiser to see a player from a country other than the U.S. Okay. The basketball and the Olympics dates from 1936. And of course, and we just dominated the world the first several Olympics, 36. Next one wasn't until 48, of course, because of the war. 48, we romped over 52, 56, 60, 64, 68. And then in 72, we ran into the heist in Munich, the disgraceful.
I know the heist, I know.
You know, and I mean, that was a criminal disgrace. And we came back in 76 in Montreal. And at 80, of course, we didn't go. And then 84, the Russians didn't come. And then we hit Seoul and we lost with our college kids to the Russian pros. Okay. Anyway, now the turning point in where we are, how we got where we are today is the Dream Team. The Dream Team inspired the world. People here will never, not enough people understand why the Dream Team came about. The Dream Team did not come about because we lost in 1988 to the Russians in Seoul. It came about because Boris Stankovich, the head of FIBA, the World Basketball Association, wanted to raise the bar for the rest of the world to show them where they have to be, you know, if they want to be as good as the American pros. And he talked David Stern into us getting involved. And we weren't even we got dragged into it. People don't understand that. We didn't go in trying to kick ass to show the world who's boss. No, we came in to honor what was being asked of us. And we got the Dream Team. I was privileged to be one of the handful of people who can truthfully say that he was at the first practice in La Jolla and was there for every step of the way to the last game against Croatia in Barcelona. And only two or three of us that can make that statement. Three of us that I can think of.
Who else?
Dick Weiss of the New York Daily News and still going with Blue Star Media and Jack McCallum of Sports Illustrated, who has written the definitive book on the topic. Anyone who cares wants to know about the Dream Team and what they thought about it and the players, you must get his book called The Dream Team. It's easy to find. Go Amazon, go get Jack McCallum's book. And he interviewed every player. He couldn't interview Chuck because Chuck sadly has passed away in 09, Chuck Daly, who was, by the way, the perfect coach for that team, because it's a team that needed they needed somebody to just keep order. And Chuck had the perfect lack of ego. He wasn't going to compete with the players for the spotlight. But he was able to show them, he was perfect. Nobody could have been more suited for the job than Chuck Daly. It was a great choice. Okay. Now, while these games were going on, a young lad in Würzburg, Germany was watching, and a young lad what's the name of the town? Oh, Bahia Blanca in Argentina was watching. Back a couple of young men were watching there, and they were watching all over the world. The guy in Germany, his name was Nowitzki, and the guy in Argentina, his name was Ginobili, and this was happening all over the world. They would tell you at their Hall of Fame induction, both of them, that they were inspired by the Dream Team. Dvoran Borisakovich's vision is now come, he's passed as well, but it's come, he's smiling down from, up there in basketball heaven because of this, the NBA what it is today without these great international players.
Fantastic. I mean, it's perhaps one of the greatest things that's happened to a sport. It's awesome. I mean, you take a look at Denver this year, or you look at Dallas or Ginobili. If you're a basketball fan, Manu Ginobili was one of my favorite players ever.
Me too. It's what I love Manu Ginobili from the first time I saw him in Indianapolis in 2002 at the World Championships then in Indianapolis. Who, by the way, was the first time I saw Yao Ming and that championship. And speaking of China, China, by the way, I thought that when going back 30 years, I thought that the country that would emerge first would be China. It hasn't happened. I'm surprised. They're so methodical, They develop big men, but they've never developed a creative point guard of any consequence. And that might be, the system, it doesn't reward creativity, obviously. So we'll see. But I thought they would be the country. Different countries have made a run. Argentina had a great run. Spain had a great run with Gasol brothers. They chased us to the wire in both Beijing and London in the championship games, which I both covered for, fortunately, both of them. But Central Europe has been great. Lithuania, which was like, we call it the Indiana of Europe, it's about the size of New Jersey, and they turn out, with these great teams. Of course, we all know about Serbia and Croatia and on and on. Italy has come and gone. They've kind of waned and backed a little bit. Germany, as we can see in these world championships, with the Wagner brothers and Dennis Schroeder and our old friend Daniel Theis having a good run and God love them.
Get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Now is the best time to join FanDuel. It absolutely is. The app is easy to use, and you can be on everything from spreads to player props and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston. Kick off the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSitsMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. NFL Sunday Ticket offer ends 9/18/23. No refunds. Terms and embargoes apply. $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket. Not YouTube TV. YouTube TV base plan required to watch YouTube TV. Redemption requires a Google account and current form of payment. Commercial use excluded. Subscription renews. Cancel anytime.
I remember that. I can't remember if it was you or Jackie McMullen who told me the story about how Larry, I think I got this right. Larry used to sneak cigarettes with Stojko Brankovic at halftime.
That would be Jackie's story, because I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Do I have my timing right? I don't remember.
They played together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good one. I was going to say one thing. One guy has to be mentioned, and that's we never saw in America the full, you know, power of him, and that was Arvydas Sabonis.
Sabonis, right.
And he was described at age 17, 18 as, and remember, he was on that team that beat us in Seoul.
Right.
And he was described as Bill Walton with a three-pointer.
Yeah.
At that point, Bill Walton, who still remains, along with Jokic, the two great passing centers of all time. I'm now honoring Jokic by putting him in that same category because I can't deny it, you know. But Bill Walton with a three-pointer, and that was Arvydas Sabonis. By the time we saw him, it was here in the league. It was many, several injuries and a few boxcar of vodka later, you know. I mean, he famously, you know, didn't make it to the medal ceremony in Barcelona because he had celebrated a little heartily.
Yes, he was a little under the weather.
But meanwhile, we now have his son, who's one of my favorite NBA players right now, Domantas Sabonis, and he's a damn good facsimile of dad at 6'9", but his father is 7 foot. And I'll tell you, there's a game. I wish I could. Maybe it's possible to find it on video. But he played a game in Melbourne. It's in 2000, and I forget who they played, but I covered it. And it was a pivot clinic that I came away with. This is how God wanted you to play this position. You know, every aspect of the position: passing, shooting, rebounding, defending, orchestrating. The game revolved around him, and the old fashioned pivot, which, you know, now the NBA is passé for the most part. But anyway, he must be mentioned in any of these discussions.
I'm stealing this from NBA.com. They have the debate, the greatest international player of all time. And it's a tough one.
Well, it's a tough one, but there's two categories. For me, there's two categories. The first category is what I call the Americanization of, you know, the Americanly tinged ones, the guys who either come here as in high school or at least in college and have played, you know, competitively in America before they are drafted by the NBA. And in the first one that I remember of consequence who actually went to high school here first and then went to college here was Detlef Schrempf, who went to high school in Washington State,
right,
and then went to the University of Washington. Detlef Schrempf, who was a very you know, solid player, very good player. Or as Larry used to call him, Deltiff, but we used to joke about that. But anyway, Detlef Schrempf. And there's that. And then, of course, the greatest international player, in my opinion, by a hair, is Akeem Olajuwon. But, of course, he went to the University of Houston. You know, he was discovered by an alum in Africa and recommended to Guy Lewis, who had never seen him play. When he got off that plane, by the way, they didn't even know how big he was. You know, and exactly how big he was. He was bigger. They were very surprised to find out he was taller than they thought. And you know what what he turned into. I think he's the fourth best center in the history of the game. And if you have to ask who the other three are, you probably aren't interested in this discussion to start.
Right.
So we won't even go there. But and you know my feeling about Walton, the greatest of all, except that the injuries, you know, stunted his career. Okay, Olajuwon's a great player. So you have that category, and we continue to have those kind of players, including the young Sabonis now. You know, he went to Gonzaga. Then the ones I really admire are the ones who are pure European, pure non-American. They came here directly, mostly from Europe. And that means there's no argument to me who's the greatest international player. It's Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, it's Dirk, yeah.
Now, there are people who would make other arguments for other people, but I'm sorry. I'll tell you, the great what if of all that, you know, how far he would have gone, we'll never know, was the late Drazen Petrovic, who sadly died in an automobile accident at age probably around 26,
yeah,
you know, way back. And he was on his way. He came out of the Olympics with a great reputation and he had a great run for the Nets. And he was on his way to something special when he died in that automobile accident. Right now, Dirk Nowitzki to me is the answer. But we know we've had some wonderful, Argentines and Ginobili, who's a fellow Hall of Famer, of course, and is we both love him. But I got to go with Dirk.
I remember my old colleague, Donnie Marshall, when we did the South Extreme postgame show.
Sure.
He said when Jay Kidd went to, when Jay Kidd knew Dirk in Dallas, he'd go, that guy is the most underdressed superstar ever. He goes, Dirk would show up. He had like, he'd wear the same beat up sneakers forever. You would think the guy was like, I'm not going to say homeless, but you know how you know how the NBA is. I mean, they wear a suit for every game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he and JK used to say Dirk would show up and just like sweatpants, and it's like he'd wear the same thing every time.
These guys got 100 sneakers, pair of sneakers.
Right, yeah, but he'd be like, you know, and Dirk's like, Dirk's got these shoes on, like the soles are falling off the bottom of his feet. You know, he's like, hey, you know, that's just the kind of guy he was.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a big personality, like. You know, he's not doing color work. He's not doing analyst work. So I hope he's not forgotten, because you're right. And our good friend, Senator Maxwell, really, were you on the air when Max said that? Didn't he say that on EEI when Max said that Dirk was better than Larry or
Sparrow? No, I just heard about it. I didn't hear it directly.
Defensive player than Larry. And I think it's a great, I mean, maybe as a pure scorer, I don't know. I think it's a great discussion. I mean, I'll always go with Larry, but.
No, I mean, they're different players. I mean, that'd be a great complementary pair as a forward because Larry, look, the thing about Larry, when you start talking about it's the passing. It's the passing that no other forward except for LeBron, and he's gotten to the point where I don't even know what to call LeBron. He's the queen on the chessboard, and more than it's astonishing, you know. He's got the ball all the time. That's why the difference between Larry and the assist totals that LeBron's got, and all. Larry, and this one, I can't give you empirical evidence. I can only give you anecdotal evidence, I wouldn't doubt that my theory would be, you know, agreed upon by experts. Larry Bird got more done with the ball, with less handling the ball than any in history of the game. Oh. His anticipation was so good. Before he got the pass, he knew where he was going next and what he was going to do with it. LeBron brings the ball up. LeBron's got the ball all the time. Magic was a point guard. Larry is a forward. He does not bring the ball up. Did not bring the ball up. Larry still had these assist totals that would blow your mind. And he seemed like he hardly ever had the ball in his hands.
You know, the other thing when you talk about anticipation, and I also talked to Max about this when Larry made second team all defense, and Max was like, what? You know, you take Bernard King, Larry. And, Larry anticipated on defense. No one cheated help side defense better than Larry Bird.
I was present for a discussion with Joe Michelson. Anyway, some NBA guys about the rules. Larry basically forced the rule change because of his poaching,
right?
You know, about defensive 3 seconds and stuff. And right. Larry was partly responsible for a rule change because he was so good at cheating, as you just said. He was master cheater. He wasn't a great one-on-one defender. We know that. But let me say this, and I love this about Larry. I think this was a plan, you know, because he doesn't just stumble into things. I saw times when guys would be, he'd be guarding a guy and a guy would be having his way most of the game. And then about 2 or 3 minutes to go, the guy thinks he's going to make the same move on Larry. No, not now. Larry dug in. Larry had this capacity to save that one-on-one that they thought they had for the judicious moment, you know. But when it came to, you know, lane lurking, I call it, you know, he was a master. He was an absolute master. So in that case, he was straight up, of course, we know he wasn't a great straight up defender, but he was a great team defender.
So good. Bob, enjoy yourself. Say hi to everyone's at the Farmer's Daughter, I believe, if it's still around.
We'll check it out.
I'm not sure if it is up there, but anyways, Goodman will be back from his holiday. And again, Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tank Wheel Uncle Ride podcast brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Bob, it's always a pleasure.
Same here, Gar.
New FanDuel customers can bet $5. And get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.
Thank you.